right, it is time to welcome into the studio one of our old buddies. We have him on from time to time. He's always got some good sports observations. Let's open the door and welcome Sports Panties to the program. Hey, Sports Panties, good to see you. How are you?
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good, good. You doing okay?
I see where Mike Madonna was retiring from the stores.
Oh, that's true. Want to get right to it, do you?
Some consider him the face of the franchise.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I consider him a pee magnet. This sexually charged content brought to you by me, the Cervix King, Sports Bin.
Cervix King? So how is everything in your life, Sports Panties? Are you enjoying your time up here? And
the Texas Ranger ownership deal seems hung up worse than a rattle trap at Lake Ray Roberts. I bet Larry King's wife will try to kill herself again before this sale will finally go through.
Oh, my. Jeez. Sports Panties.
This shockingly insensitive uttering was brought to you by me, a genuine parts supplier. Sports
supplier.
He doesn't want a small talk. He wants to get right into sports.
Yeah, he wants to talk sports.
The nation sure did go crazy for the World Cup soccer tournament.
Mm-hmm.
I know people are sad that the U.S. lost to Ghana.
Mm-hmm.
But it could be worse. We could all have AIDS.
What? True.
This medical advice brought to you by me, the cosmetic counter love child. Sports panties.
How is that advice? Exactly, sports panties.
I think Roy Williams will have a great year with the Cowboys this year.
Oh, yeah?
He may even go into the Hall of Fame this year.
Okay.
Not really. Your leg was just pulled by me, your favorite drug addict. Sports panties.
Is this a cry for help, Sports Panties?
Look out, George. Don't look for the Mavericks to sign LeBron or Dwayne Wade.
Okay.
He's targeting you here with this.
I guess so, yeah.
Look for Eric Dampier to be back, and worse than ever. This auto-generated opinion was brought to you by me, your non-sexual rapist. Sports Panties.
Sure, I'm not going to get a response here, Sports Panties, but can you explain that last tagline?
I'm scared Jerry's going to default on his mortgage on that new stadium.
He's not hearing you.
Too bad he spent all his money on that possum pelt on his head. This follicle insult was produced and directed by me, your USB-compatible pencil, Sports Panties.
They have such a thing?
Poor that Tom Hicks sure is crazy.
Oh, isn't he?
I guess you could say his brain is out to sea. This maritime observation was made by me, your salty seaman. Sports panties.
So cheap. Maritime observation.
Well, I guess I'll get out of your hair now.
Okay.
I know you guys always like to see me.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing as how I'm your friendly sister who spreads them for cops. Sports
panties. Did you eat like peanut butter crackers before you came on the air here?
What do you mean?
I don't know. You just kind of have this smacking to your voice.
You think?
Yeah, I do think.
That's quite an accusation to make against your favorite satanic bag boy, Sports Panties. I have to go now.
Okay.
I'll talk to you guys a little bit later on.
Oh, okay.
We'll see you there, Sports Panties.
Everybody loves Sports Panties.
Yes, that's true.
I think they do. All right, there's Sports Panties with a lot of hot sports opinions from the world of sports.
He's a very low-energy guest, but highly entertaining.
Yes. With a lot of hot sports opinions.
Yes.
Yeah, I think
it's an odd mix.
Why were you laying back so much when he was talking?
Yeah, why don't you like Sports Panties?
I don't know. To me, he sounds like the Everybody Loves Raymond guy.
Yeah, a little bit, maybe.
Raymond?
Yeah, what's his name? Raymond
Ray
McGillicuddy?
Romano.
Ray Romano. Take its own Ray Romano.
8:45 here on Sports Radio.